Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What's poppin', congregation? How y'all doing out there? Okay. I hear you. That works for everything. I hear you. And I see you.
I was going to say, you are seen.
And loved. And you are loved. Y'all, welcome to Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. I'm Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and I'm very what? Yes. Excited, elated, ecstatic to have a return guest. I think we might be getting up to deacon status here.
You definitely have a third time, right? In front of you. What?
It's the third time, right?
Third time.
Yeah, we got to get you some white gloves.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay, because you're going to have to pass around the collection plate. Okay.
Okay. So I grew up in Atlanta. I went to many church functions, but I was never like a PK. I was never like somebody who knew. So you'll have to teach me about the you know.
I was a BK. My grandpa was a bishop, so I was a BK.
You know, my grandfather was a preacher, but my father and him did not see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. So I have that preacher blood, but like it's one generation removed.
Well, the man with preacher blood running through his veins.
Yes.
He's an Emmy and WGA nominated writer, actor, showrunner, producer, and DJ.
It kills me every time I hear that intro. It's just like,
but they saw you though.
Emmy considered writer. Well, listen, one of the shows that I created did win an Emmy, so I'll claim that.
Oh, wait, which one was that?
Sherman Showcase won an Emmy.
Oh, yes.
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 Hey, I'll take it.
Which season was that?
Second season.
I was on it?
No.
No.
No, yes.
No, I was Emmy'd.
What season? Wait, you did the
I did Looking for My Man with Tawny. It was definitely not the first season because I watched the first season.
No, I know. I'm just thinking, I think you are on the second season. So, yes, thank you. You are the reason we won that Emmy.
Oh, my God, I got an Emmy, y'all.
You got an Emmy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
You were on the Emmy award-winning Sherman Showcase.
Mail it to my house. Damn, I've been on a bunch of Emmy award-winning shows.
You're the secret sauce. Hollywood knows this.
They need to call me back.
Hollywood knows you're the secret sauce.
If you want an Emmy, get my black ass on your show. I love this because Diallo has completely derailed this intro.
The intro is over. The show is over.
He's the co-creator and executive producer of hit series Southside. That was one of my favorite shows.
You.
It's so fucking funny. I still watch it. I love it so much. Mm. So many bits that are amazing. IFC Sherman Showcase, which I was on, y'all, and I got an Emmy.
Yes, as we all did.
And then check out his new podcast with Blake Luxury Robin called One Song.
Yes.
Together they give a hilarious breakdown of a song from the pop music canon that you know or need to know but haven't heard quite like this. And you know so much about music. You DJ. I've been to parties where you were DJing for part of it. And I'm like, this is your like premiere party and now you're on the ones and twos.
Because you know what? Honestly, when you're a DJ, you don't have to talk the whole time. Like, you don't have to like go from one conversation to another. You can just put on some music you like. People come up to try and talk to you. You got headphones on. It's perfect.
If you have any
social anxiety, become a DJ and you can still be at the party and have a great time.
Yo, I'm gonna pick this up because I'm an introverted extrovert, and when I go to parties, like I need 2 days off where I don't talk to people because it's so exhausting. I'm gonna just be like, can I get on the twins and twos?
Robert De Niro, apparently, you know, icon actor, apparently just does not talk. Like you see him at a party, does not talk. He just sits in the corner, quietest dude around. So that anxiety, that introvert extrovert is absolutely real.
Yes.
I feel better on a stage than I do in like a three-person circle sometimes.
I know what you mean, because I had to keep up the combo. Did I say something weird? And then I think about everything I said for like 3 weeks. Yeah, bro, I'm with you. So one song is available for SiriusXM subscribers on Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud
Shout
radio.
Out to Kevin Hart.
Shout out to Kevin Hart on Wednesday night. Or download it anywhere you get your podcast on Thursday. Congregation, please welcome back Diallo Riddle to the show. What
Thank
an intro.
Thank you so much. The plate is going around.
That was a 4-minute intro.
That's all the time we have today.
That's the longest intro.
But every time I hang out with you, I have so much fun.
I
so this is like, so, you know,
the
warmth in this cold ass studio.
This is how I like it.
I do. I really do like being cold.
Yes. I see your body language like a little, like you might be a little cold.
But I like it better that way. You know, like nothing worse than being a little hot.
Oh, yeah. That. Sweating. And
I'd
then
be
maybe
falling
like,
asleep
having a little
on.
Stand. Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the hot, I do fall asleep. So we always start this show with, what is your relationship to scams? Have you been scammed? Have you run any scams? Anything you want to talk about?
The first time you asked me this question, I admittedly, I didn't know the answer to it. As time's gone on, I realize I am the scammed.
You know, like the scammed? You
are
the scammed?
Apparently, I am the scammed. I am the mark. I think I walk into places and people are like, oh, yeah, we going to make some money today. I think I am the scammed. I mean, I had like miniature scams. Mm-hmm. And I think last time I was here, I told you about how like when I would go to movie theaters, I would always, you know, claim I was a student. So I would save like $2. But that was always embarrassing.
Listen, I'm a student of life. Okay?
Oh, but yeah, exactly.
That's what Beyonce said. She said she's a student of life. Like me too.
But, you know, at the same time, like if I was on a date, like I was still trying to get that student discount. So I'd be like, hey, girl, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take, but you need to pretend like you in school right now. that money is like half a popcorn.
Right. It's like, and the prices are high.
And by the way, this is like the late 2000s.
So. I'd be like, babe, we both go to USC. Let's play a little game.
Okay, quick. Who's our mascot? See, you lose it. Oh, see.
Damn.
Ah, they're going to ask you that, and then they're going to charge us $2 extra. Maybe we should be seniors. You know?
Listen, I love a petty movie person, movie theater person who's like, what's your mascot?
Taking it way too seriously. You're not going to be the head of this company, bruh.
Also, technically, you can go to school at any time. You can go back to school. Like, black women love to go get an MBA. You know, they love to go to grad school at 36. So you can go back whenever you want. I'm a student.
I have four sisters, and some of them are in school, so I'm going to leave that one alone.
Listen, that's the black girl midlife crisis where we like, do I go to grad school?
You know, sometimes people got to live a little life before they go into comedy, because not everybody's going to be laughing at your, you know, Tinder jokes. You know
what
I mean?
Exactly. Like, you got to have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Something interesting and different. That's why I let myself be scammed sometimes, because I'm like, let's see how far this is going to go. Let's see what you're going to do. I've been in some very weird positions and I just let it continue. I'm a voyeur.
Robbery!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring, because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard. this one's too soft and it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And fraud!
What possible good could come out of going into a scam willingly?
A story. Something to write about. Content.
You're that 1% who makes a living off a scam. So, yeah, exactly. You are that 1% who can make something out of a scam. The rest of us, it's not a good idea, folks. Don't do it.
No, y'all do it a little bit because y'all been sending me them emails when you, like, work it a little bit. Sometimes fans will, like, they'll send me emails about scams because that's our next segment, What's Hot in Fraud. And they'll talk to the scammer. They'll let it go a little further. And then, even though they know it's a scam, because they want to tell me about it.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Because I'm getting lonely vibes. I'm like, you just want somebody to talk to tonight.
Sometimes that too.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten the high tech scam?
Which one is
it's
that?
It's like a random number will be like, "Hey, what's up?" And like,
fall
like
for
they
it every
you.
Time.
I want
to. I feel
to
so
them.
Desperate. I'm like, I have a wife and three kids. Why am I writing this person back at all? But of course, I'll be like, "Hey, it's me." I'm like, why am I doing this? But you're right. As a storyteller and as a writer, sometimes I'm like, let me see how interesting this gets.
It's voyeuristic,
mm-hmm.
And I'm proud. Now, speaking of fraud, and all
I'm so,
of
I'm, listeners, can I just say I'm just relieved I'm not the only person who replies to those things because I'm like, what is wrong with me? And sometimes they come through WhatsApp. They're not even coming through the freaking, you know.
And that's the
messages.
Communication for crime.
Yes.
You got Signal and WhatsApp. That's where you do your crime time. I feel like WhatsApp is more of like the Venmo of crime.
Mm.
And then Signal is more of the like Snapchat me that money. Like, ain't nobody Snapchatting money for anything like good or
by the way,
that they want to be public.
No, not at all. By the way, how much is Snapchat giving DJ Khaled? Because he's still on there posting like 8 or 9 times a day. I'm like, does anybody ever even see these
things? He got
things?
The app on his back.
He really did, man. He's still saying another one like it's 2016.
Another one.
I'm like, damn, dude, they must be giving you some. Proud of it, though.
Right. He wake up, he put that dog filter on. And he's like, DJ Khaled, we the best.
Doing filters.
Snapchat's the best. We love you, DJ Khaled. You get those brand deals out there. Let's get to our first segment. What's Hot in Fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist. But more often than not these days, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends, your family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. So I need a fake name, Diallo. Please, not one of your children's
names. No, I won't
names.
Use one of my children. Last time I came in here, I was like, oh, you know, David. And then you were like, David went to jail. And I was like, wait, no. By the way, that same kid, just recently, I was driving him to school, and he was like, and he was upset. I was like, what's the matter, David? Just to keep the thing going. And he was like, I want to go to prison. And I was like,
what?
He's 6. I was like, why do you want to go to prison? And he was like, because I just need some alone time. And I was like, wait, prison is not alone time. That's like a sad place that you're like forced to go. I was like, where is this coming from? And he's like, well, you know, Kevin was being mean to Kevin's is one of his brothers. He's like, Kevin was, you know, being mean to me, and Ronald has just got a weird sense of humor. He's always saying, chillin', chillin'. And I was like, all right, well, I'll talk to them. We don't want you to go to prison, David. So to all the listeners out there, stop sending the energy to my kid that he goes to prison. I will give you a fake name. One of those names is absolutely fake. Kevin.
Kevin.
Let's use Kevin today.
All right. Kevin. We love a Kevin. Kevin Bacon. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Klein.
That's your network. One song.
Kevin Hart. Yeah.
See,
Kevin
I
Hart,
can
the man himself.
Flawlessly plug.
Oof.
Plug game strong.
All right? He is not broke, y'all.
He is not broke.
But he's very alert to you scammers, so don't even
listen.
Try.
I went to one of those brunches and he is not broke.
He is not broke.
All right.
He always looks like he's fresh from the gym, too. I'm like, damn it.
I think he is.
You don't have to beat us at everything.
He
man.
Works out so much.
And he's so nice.
I've seen
dude.
It on video. I think there was like a documentary where he was working out in it. No, maybe it was a comedy special.
His athleisure game is ridiculous.
It's so crazy. So shout out to you, Kevin Hart. So this Kevin says, hi there, Lacey. Saving the flowers for the end. Okay, so you listen to the show. What's up, Kevin? You were part of the congregation, gang. All right, so it says, I wanted to show you an interesting new scam. I guess the girlies have started since Biden won't forgive student loans. Woo! So Kevin says, I recently submitted my application for the income-driven payment program, and I got my application processed weeks ago.
Yeah.
So boom. All right, Kevin Black. Whenever you hear, okay, so boom, that's us.
There you go.
So, okay, so boom. I get this email in my inbox tonight, and I not you emailing me the night of, and I immediately think of you because who in their right mind would send a student loan reminder email from a Hotmail address? Also, I think it's insane that my information might have been leaked when applying for this when it's the government, but oh well. So when I looked up the physical address of the email, the first thing that comes up is a warning for this scam. Student loans are due, so definitely warn the congregation out there. I don't want any more debt tacked on just because I went to school and I'm desperate not to pay these hoes. So incredibly ghetto. Kevin, I love you. So I just have to say, student loans are back. You know, they are sliding.
Because nothing in 2023 can go well, right?
No.
And we can't have anything happen.
Everything going bad. we down super, ultra, mega bad.
I literally was thinking, I was like, only Taylor Swift is having a good 2023. That is the only person.
She is the only person having a good 2023. And I tweeted this. I think that the CIA put Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in the white community like crack. Because why? We were never obsessed, and all of a sudden it's in my face constantly.
And like they were like, okay, football and Taylor Swift, we can't go wrong.
The Kansas City said that they're trying to like get more women to watch football, and
absolutely.
That Taylor Swift is helping women
no,
tune into football.
It's a business, man. It's a business, man. Absolutely.
Right. Not them like touchdown, but the camera's on Taylor Swift. She doing all the end zone dances for the team.
I mean, they're literally it's anyway. 2023 has not gone the way that any of us would have wanted, except for her.
Yeah,
she got
and good
everything
for her and Beyonce. They did really
Beyonce
well.
Beyonce had a good 20, but I feel like Beyonce still knows what's going on in the world. Like,
yeah, and some of her music is like "Save Us."
Mm-hmm.
You won't break my soul.
Yeah, you won't break my soul. It came out last year, but you know what? Yeah. This was the year we needed it, and I was at Renaissance. So thank you, Beyonce. You helping us get it through.
I was there too. Now Beyonce, my soul might be a little broke, sis. it might have had already broken, but I was still singing along.
Or I may just be broke. I don't know. My soul isn't where
the problem is the soul right
the
now.
The problem isn't the soul; it's the bank account.
Right,
you just came like, out of a strike.
Okay, AMPTP trying to break my soul.
Yeah, they definitely was trying to break some souls.
Ooh, they really were. So, to wrap that up, y'all, if you see a student loan email, and I'm pretty sure it's going to come in right when they normally start asking for money, you know, whether that be the 1st or the 15th or whatever, check that email address for sure. Make sure it's the government. And you know what? Still don't pay them. Like, what if we go on strike with student loans? What y'all going to do? I remember I have one loan. It's small. I could literally pay it off right now, and I should.
Why don't you pay it off?
Because
get
I
out of the
to.
Way. It's one of the first things I did when I made any money. The first thing I did, I was like, I don't ever want to see these people again. I just went
out
and paid it off.
Yeah, you're right. But I was like, I'm going to put money in my IRA, and then I'll pay them
years
later. But so I paid my, and it was like halted for a while, so with the pandemic. So it was like,
that's true.
You know? But now they're like, we back. they were like,
student
introducing Sally Mae. Where my money at? Like, the bitch is back. But I was saying that when I first started acting, I was getting calls from the student loan people, and they were like, income, low income repayment plans are a thing. So they were like, well, what are you doing for money? And I was like, I'm an actor. And they were like, okay, we'll set you up for that low income plan right now.
Because
we know you're poor.
ACTO, they're like, here you go.
Right. They were like, oh no, so you're making no money.
We know where this word is heading.
I was like, listen, I'm performing at UCB. Things are going well. They were like, okay, so the poorest plan that we have, got it.
You're acting for zero money. You're actually paying negative. You're getting negative money because you're paying to act.
To act. Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
All right, but let's get into our next segment here. So this is where we regale Diallo with a famous con caper group of criminals, and we get his opinions all throughout. As you can tell, we are both very opinionated.
Absolutely. People.
Okay, so over the past 20 years, John Oliver has been a police officer, cruise ship captain, friend of two British prime ministers, and a
Is everybody in the UK named John Oliver? This is weird. This is weird.
That's their, like, John Smith.
Seriously. Tell me it's J-O-N.
It is.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Very British.
J-O-N.
He was also a Swedish-speaking car expert. However, almost every aspect of John, a.k.a. Jody Francis Oliver's life, was a lie.
Jody Francis.
I've never heard Jody Francis become John as a nickname.
He was doomed. His parents ruined him. All right, Jody Francis.
I hate you, Jody. That's what it takes me to.
Jody. All right, let's do it.
It just takes me to baby boy. I hate you, Jody. I love it.
I'm so glad you broke it. I would not have gotten the baby boy reference. Now that I know that that's where we're going, oh, it's on.
Yes. So Jody Francis Oliver, this is him right here, looking
not like baby boy.
Not like baby boy.
Not like Tyrese, like none of them.
Why he looked like, this must be a cruise ship captain era, because he looked like a bootleg pilot. Also, his cruise ship captain fit way too tight. He had too many Guy Fieri burgers, and it's just too tight.
I also, like, he looks like he does, like, too much trap exercises. Like,
yeah.
Like, look at those shoulders, man.
They're right next to his ears. They're right next to his ears. Oh, no, we're going to put these on the Instagram, so they'll see all of this. Cool. Right. Yeah, your shoulders ain't supposed to just be chilling next to your earlobes like that. Like, what's going on?
He always got this too short tie. The whole thing is terrible.
A don't constant let this shrug.
Man, don't let this man pilot anything.
Constantly shrugging. Yo, that's wild. This looks like a costume from Fashion Nova Men.
This is Halloween.
Yes, it's giving Halloween. All right, so he was born in Knighton, a small market town in Britain. After leaving school, Jody worked as a car salesman and a special constable.
Wow.
Dyfed Powys Police. I gotta say it, British.
I'm so impressed. You are clearly an actress.
Thank you so much. That's how I got you that Emmy, remember?
You actually played a British black actress playing an American actress, and I think that made all the difference.
It was the thank you for sharing the lore. Yeah. You know, I have a process. We all do. You heard me screaming in my trailer. I have to get my screams out before I come on set.
It's so true.
Yes. So
I'm so glad you did come out of your trailer eventually.
Yes. So around 2002, at the age of 25, Jody married his wife, Laura. Shortly into his police career, Jody was caught for minor fraud. And with the revelation of his lies, he lost his job as a special constable. So what is minor fraud?
I don't know, but that's a red flag. Like, if you got caught for minor fraud.
Yeah.
Did Laura leave him at that point?
No, I don't think so. Also, like, minor fraud, you're a police officer, and they were like, well, you're fired. They didn't charge him? That's so British. They're like, well, it's minor fraud. It's just like, don't do it again, love. Okay? promise. Pinky promise and swear. Okay.
They're really depending on... I'll never forget, I was at a post office in Crystal Palace in the UK, and I walk into this post office, and they had a picture of a person. I guess they had passed a bad check or something. It was like, have you seen this person? Then underneath they put... are you this person? And I remember thinking, like, that's a weird thing. Like, that person's just going to be, oh, you caught me. Yes, I'm that person. Where do I turn myself in? So, yeah, maybe they're just, it's the honor system over there.
Yeah, that's such a good troll. Have you seen this person?
Are you this person?
You're going to be like, oh, bollocks. Oh, I am this person.
I knew not to come back in here.
Damn it all. Damn it all to hell.
Here's the checks.
I am this person. Put the cuffs on.
Yeah, they're real polite until they subjugate a continent. Am I right?
Right. All right, know, just a little bit of colonizing, you know.
Little political.
We all got to do it. Good Lord. So in 2009, he founded CoinSpinner, CoinDirect, and Bet Marketing. So three companies that supplied slot machines, pool tables, and games to pubs and cafes.
Oh, no.
He wore expensive suits. Went on fancy holiday with his now three children and drove luxury cars. So Laura's staying with her man. She stood beside him. She stood on business, and it worked out because now they got luxury cars. They taking trips. She getting flued out, Laura.
Okay. Nothing wrong with success, but wait, he was dressing in these fancy suits and driving luxury cars by bringing games into pubs?
Yeah.
So those little things are like,
you know how many
these
pubs they got
match?
In the UK? He's slaying okay, them. He's slaying them machines.
I do think Laura had to know something was going on because that does not seem like, it's not like, you know.
Laura's busy. She got three kids.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So she's not in the pubs.
Right. She's not in the pubs.
That's true.
She with the children and in luxury cars. I love it. I love it for them. But so far, I'm with y'all. Jody also told his friends that he was drinking buddies with Boris Johnson and that he was waiting for a multi-million pound inheritance. He's like, I was the one who told Boris to fix his haircut.
I was going to say, Boris looks like he's always drinking. So that part of the story absolutely checks out.
Oh, checks out.
Checked out.
So he even kept a framed fake invitation to Margaret Thatcher's funeral on his desk. So he said he was invited to the fume. That was a big fume. Everybody
problem was
there.
Margaret was misspelled.
He was invited to Margarita Thatcher's funeral.
Exactly.
He's like, wait a minute. So Jody soon developed a gambling addiction to the very slot machines that he sold. Now, you can't
he's
get high,
high on
supply.
His own supply. He's going to Laura and be like, hey, I just need a couple of quarters to make my money back. She's like, well, you own it. It's like, oh, yeah, but you know.
They're like, Jody, why are you back in here at the laundromat? He's like, I need some more quarters. I need some more quarters.
He develops a gambling addiction for some machines. That's so sad.
It's so sad. They know him at the laundromat. He always getting quarters, but never doing laundry. Also, like, if it's your own machine, don't you get the money out? Don't you get it back?
But see, that's the problem. He leveled up to some other people's machines and they weren't so nice. And he's got the low rent pubs. They got the high, the fancy pubs where Margaret Thatcher used to go, apparently.
So by 2010, he owed tens of thousands of pounds to suppliers, which he'd eventually pass off to an unsuspecting buyer of his company. So at around that time, Jody began buying vehicles wholesale from the maker to sell. Wow. In a Welsh dealership. So he would place an order of around 600,000 pounds, which you know the pound is diesel to the dollar. Yeah. So that's like 739,000 USD.
What is this car?
Worth of cars. And then the cars would never arrive.
Oh, now come on.
This is So people would purchase them wholesale from him. He said he had wholesale Lambo, and then the Lambo never comes.
How do you even get away with this? Like, you just say, oh, man, it's coming in next week. Like, this is a dumb scam.
It really is.
You're going to get
He's like, you haven't got it yet. You haven't got it yet. Oh, that's crazy. It's coming.
It's got to be shipped from Italy.
From Italy?
It's got to get shipped from Italy.
No, it's on the boat right now. It's on the boat right now.
My British accent is garbage, you guys. I'm going to try not to make you yank the AirPods out of your ears.
So, and remember, he passed off his debt by selling his company to some an unsuspected other buyer. He was like,
this
we
man must be amazing when he's like drunk at the bar.
Oh,
because he's selling his company. He's selling cars. People aren't even asking why he has access to like expensive cars.
He talking that talk.
Seriously, he's got crazy game.
Now, when he was in that too tight suit, I don't know how he was doing that, but they said he got better suits now. They said he got drip.
Oh, no.
So, meanwhile, Jody also spent weekends away from his family while claiming to be doing weekend duty at a funeral home. What? What is weekend duty at a funeral home?
Laura, come on, Laura.
I'm a part-time pallbearer. You know, not everybody was loved. Not everybody had a lot of friends. Mm-mm. So sometimes I got to come in and carry the casket.
Sometimes you only had like five good friends.
Right.
You need that sixth person.
Right. And one of the friends is old and weak. So you got to get me.
But I bet you he wasn't at the funeral home at all, was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, sounded like no. In actuality, Jody was spending his weekends as Jonathan Kane, 20 miles away from home in a town called Tredegar, with his boyfriend.
Oh, gosh. So he has a double
cheating
life. He has a second life 20 miles away?
20 miles away.
You know, I feel like some people in the UK, they do not get out of their town. Like,
for sure.
This is like being like, oh, yeah, I've got a family in West Hollywood and I got a family in Hollywood. That ain't far enough. At least go to Burbank.
Right. Have a family in Pasadena. Respect exactly. me. Respect me.
I got a family in the Bronx and I got a family in Midtown. Like, no.
No, that's rude.
Actually, in New York, you might.
You might be able to do that.
You might actually
be able to do that. I saw a TikTok where it was like two sisters who didn't know they were sisters because they got separated and like adopted. And one of them lived in Harlem the whole time and the other one lived like in the East Village.
Spanish Harlem.
Yeah. One lived in East Village.
No, okay. Well, listen, I will say if you one lives in Harlem and one lives in, you said the East Village. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, but you got to put your secret family further away from this. This is lazy.
20 miles and probably only one road separating them. Like, this is not New York.
So there he was telling people he was a police officer and his boyfriend gave him thousands of pounds to fund his policing exams.
What?
So
did his boyfriend know about the other family or no? Probably not.
No, absolutely not. And he's saying that he got to get an exam because he's trying to get up there in the police the police food chain. And his bae is
which is kind of a return to form for him because didn't he start off as a police officer?
Mm-hmm. So he knows the jargon.
So clearly the police are not talking to each other.
No. No.
He was a police officer over here, minor fraud. He went 20 miles away. They were like, hey, this guy, he really had
in America, that's really how that works. You kill a black person and you just go 20 miles away and you get a job. we keep it real.
So sad.
We keep it real.
Really
so
sad.
He's telling people that he is a police officer, but he's not really. So he's scamming his boyfriend out of money, but he ain't really a cop at this point anymore. He got fired.
And he's probably getting checks from the funeral home that he's not showing up at. Because the accountant there died.
They got to drag the casket now. They got to put it on a dolly because they just don't have any people. So in 2011, Jody, now 34, had moved on to dating a 19-year-old. No, okay, Jody, I hate you now. Reese Burgess. And he met on this person on a dating app.
Mm.
Yeah. And Reese Burgess. Why is his name like that, Judith?
Reese Burgess.
I put some Mustang
on
it.
You made it sound really handsome.
And rich.
My name is Reese Burgess.
Reese Burgess.
Now I live 20 miles away from your family.
And I will live 20 miles away from your family. So he's on this dating app as Jonathan Flynn Oliver. So that fake name that he made up is how he's on the apps. So Jonathan told Reese that he was a childless 28-year-old who was the director of events at Jaguar Land Rover, a job which took him away during the week.
Now, okay, hold on. Sorry. There are only really two parts to the week. There's the weekdays and the week is. He's got Laura during the week, and I've already forgotten homeboy's name.
Oh, yeah, the boyfriend.
On the weekend. The
they
boyfriend
didn't even give us
weekends.
A boyfriend name. He moved on. So
he just moved. Oh, maybe he moved. Okay. So maybe he's still
so he's just two people
out with Reese Burgess on the weekends now.
Yes, Reese Burgess. While he at the funeral home, he really...
Yes.
You know,
we met on a 2011 dating app. I feel like the dating apps were not very good in 2011.
Yeah, what was it? Tinder? Just Tinder?
I wouldn't know. I was married.
Also, they're British. I know that's right. You better put that in there. Black men don't cheat. I know that's right. It's how I wouldn't know I was
but
married.
But I had friends who were single, and damn it, I feel like they were not meeting anybody.
Yo, and also, yeah. What is a British dating app? Like Snogger? Snogger? I got on Snogger to meet a bloke. Like, what is this? Blokes.com?
I have no idea. Call it.
A sip of tea.com?
A pint.
A pint? Just a pint.com?
There actually was a million years ago. I feel like there was a dating app called Just Lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like supposed to be like you go meet somebody during your lunch break and decide. Mm-hmm.
And
right?
Coffee Bagel. Coffee meets bagel. That was supposed
yes.
to be like, you have a job.
Some girls started it, and
yeah.
they were like, you have to have a job. You have to have certain... it was, the bar was high.
Link
the bar
your,
was very high.
Link your LinkedIn. You have to have a job. We will call.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. People be meeting on LinkedIn and like hooking up.
LinkedIn has made a comeback.
Yes, it has.
I've had more and more people say, you know what? I don't mess with social media at all. Mm-hmm. Just here's my LinkedIn. We can stay in touch.
I might have to go over there because I know a person who married a person who, like, it was a LinkedIn DM.
Was their name John Flynn Oliver? I don't know if I
I'm
should
like,
trust
I need to start DMing people on LinkedIn. CEOs only.
It's CEO.
There's CEO. Never
It's for the Raya crowd, but we don't want any athletes or actors.
Right. Or personal trainers, okay? None of that.
You had to be drug tested
yes.
to be on CEO.
And CEO is the classy version, and then we have a Tinder version that's like CEOs. That's if you just want to hook up.
I mean, fuck
but
all
you
this
also want a job.
Comedy shit. I think you're sleeping on. You're leaving some money at the table.
Damn, I got to get in the app game. Let
Please
me go
do.
Get a black turtleneck, child.
Slutty CEO, Sleehy Ho. There you go.
Oh, okay. Let's get black turtleneck.
Oh, yeah, yes. I'm sorry.
We got this. Okay, so during the week, he's with his wife. During the weekends, he's at the funeral home, a.k.a. He's with Reese Burgess. So Jody moved Reese into a luxury detached house and bought him a lavish, like lavish gifts, vacations, and even put him on payroll at Coin Spinner. So he still got one of them coin.
By the way, we're all the way back at Coin Spinner because
he had three.
To
he
me,
sold
Coin
one.
Spinner was a red flag from the freaking beginning. But okay, so Coin Spinner still exists,
yes.
And he's now has an employee.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
On the payroll for love. Hey, that's hard work. So in 2013, the couple began got engaged. Bro, aren't you married? And sent out invitations to their wedding in the Caribbean with plans to move to America after.
Okay, that's how you know. The destination wedding, that's how you know he's evil, y'all. Don't do that to your people, especially when most of your people live in a small town where the biggest industry is the games and the pubs. Like, they can't afford to go to the Caribbean, but he knew this.
Yes,
he knew this.
Exactly. Also, who gonna check him in the Caribbean? He is a professional cheater. This is wild. He getting married. He already married. And he gonna get married again.
He
leaving the country to get married again. He is a professional cheater. This is like level 10 cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because by the way, the whole time Laura's like, he's spending a lot of time at the funeral these days.
He's like,
I just wanted to come home and hang out with me, but Apparently the funeral home is fun.
Man, this is adultery like on another level.
I know. I like adultery on a plain flat level.
Right,
like,
a basic
why
level.
Why do you gotta be way up
some
here?
Some text messages. We meet up at a hotel. Like flying to the Caribbean.
That is dark.
Marry your lover. Bro. This is the Michael Jordan of adultery.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, he's doing numbers.
He's
okay.
Doing numbers.
So in 2016, Jody told his wife, father, David Hawks, that the bank account had been hacked and that he needed money to fight a legal case against the bank. So he went to Jody's wife's daddy, even though he married somebody else in the Caribbean. And he
yes.
was like, hey, father-in-law, can you give me some money so I can sue the bank?
By the way, if somebody says, hey, if somebody comes to you and is like, hey, I need some money because I'm about to sue this bank, just on general principle, just say no. That is not reputable. I've never heard anybody say, hey, I sued this bank and won.
A phrase that's never been uttered till now.
Never. Banks, for the record, I feel like banks settle if they're
right.
at all in the wrong. So, no, nothing has to go to trial when you're battling a bank.
A bank.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bank of America's not throwing hands. They don't have to, okay?
Bank of America's like, oh, yo, this one dude 20 miles outside of nowhere in London is about to bring us down to our knees.
Right. This is not how
we
this
have
works.
No hope.
So, over the course of the next 3 years, David sent him 105,000 pounds while Jody continued to be in engaged to Reese Burgess. So he's getting, Laura's daddy must be breaded up.
Yeah, that part, you know, so, she was probably hanging out with daddy all the time when her husband was away on weekends, you know, working at the funeral home, AKA Reese Burgess.
Working on Reese Burgess.
Yeah, working on.
That's what he was working on, okay? And he was killing it, okay? By 2018, Jody had lost more than 100,000 pounds.
So he got the money and then immediately lost it.
From online gambling. That's so
from his own machines.
God, losing money like that is just trash.
And it's tragedy, right?
Right. He was taking out high interest payday loans and reclaiming more than 23,000 pounds, which is like 28K USD, in taxes on purchases from his company that didn't exist. So now he's saying he bought stuff and he writing it off, but he didn't actually buy it. In order to get even more money, Jody created another identity. Identity.
He created a new word.
I said that because the next word is Captain Jonathan.
This is absurd.
Of the British cruise line P&O. So one retired couple paid 7,000 pounds, which is like 8.5K USD, for two cruises. But by the time they were expected to go, the taxis they were expecting to like pick them up never came. Jody was reported to the police
Damn.
A month later, and the community realized there was never a Captain Jonathan Flynn Oliver. That name don't even sound
that sounds like
right.
a pirate. That
Captain like a... Jonathan Flynn Oliver! Like, he is in Pirates of the Caribbean. What are you talking about? In a uniform and a lanyard, Jody would go down to a pub frequented by his fiance, Reese, their family, and he would sell them discount cruise tickets. So
discount cruise tickets.
Yeah. And so
he's selling, hold on. He's, by the way, pub-based businesses, again, always the pub-based business. He sells the, she used to have the games that I always play, like, can you guess the difference between the two pictures? He's making a fortune off of that.
Yes.
He's selling cars, and now he is selling discount cruises.
To drunk people, because they're
yes.
in a pub. So, of course, like, a discount cruise is going to sound good if you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's keep going, because this is... why so much?
I love this.
The local ambassador ended up paying the friends he had introduced to Oliver tens of thousands of dollars out of his own pocket because the community realized that Captain Jonathan Flynn Oliver was a scammer. So a local ambassador was like, here's your money back. That's really nice. I need to go to the UK. In an eventual court case, it was discovered Jody had at least 21 victims from who he scammed out of 320 315,000 pounds, so like 400K USD.
This is so stressful.
Meanwhile, people began discovering Jody's second life on social media back in his hometown, and it was eventually told, his wife was eventually told to find him on Facebook. So them 20 miles are catching up.
Oh, no. Wait, so they were like, there's a Facebook group. Sis, you need to look at this Facebook
yes,
group.
Or it's his Facebook page. They're like, you need to look at his burner Facebook page. Listen... Jody, You should have went 1,000 miles if I could scam into the town. Like, you really should have went 1,000 miles because 20 wasn't enough, boo. Mm. So there she discovered photos of her husband with his secret fiance showing off engagement rings. With that, she immediately asked for a divorce.
Good now, for her.
How you gonna have a Facebook where you showing off your engagement ring?
That's, I mean,
God, he's such a good cheater. Because then, why would Reese ever suspect anything is amiss? Because it's public.
And he's literally posting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
no,
posting it.
No.
On Maine.
I'm giving Laura props for not even, like, confronting him, apparently. Like, she's just like, you know what? This is
file
not
the papers.
For me. I'm out.
Cut yeah. the cameras. Dead
good
ass.
For good for her. This is not a good catch.
No. So, with his cover blown and his fiance and wife lost, damn, so the fiance left too?
Oh, damn, the fiance, Reese is gone?
Reese Burgess?
Reese Burgess, no! No, come back!
Reese, come back! Reese got principles. Reese said, you cheating on me. I feel like Reese pulled a wait until exhale.
I was just about to say, he got his groove back in the Caribbean without John Flynn Oliver. And he was like, yes. You know what, I'll just stay married down here. I'm very, you know.
I wonder what a British waiting to exhale would be because it's so polite. Like, what do you just like slam a door really hard?
Here are your clothes neatly folded, on the front lawn.
Yes. And I've put some oil in your car and some gas so that you can leave immediately.
But only 20 miles worth of gas because you have to go back and file the papers.
I love it. So polite. So with his cover blown and his fiance lost and his wife lost, Jody next popped up in a town 70 miles away. Okay, he's getting it. Okay, look at him. You know I had to do it to him. Look up. Look at him.
Oh, man, that's wow. That's a winner right there. He must be in the pub business.
He's like, why is his scalp giving like patchy? Giving hyena.
Well, also that car looks like it's moving. That car looks like it's gonna run
right.
over.
Are you on the side of the road, sir? And is it raining? Because it looks like this car is driving through a puddle. What are you doing?
I think he needs to move.
So Jody got a job as a car salesman at a Volvo garage.
Finally. Right. I mean, how bad do you have to be when a car salesman that is now the most reputable job you have ever had.
Also, he's not in jail.
Yeah. He's not in jail.
He's not in jail.
How do they get away with this? I would say privilege, but the whole country's white almost. Right. So like, how did he get away with this? Go ahead.
So he was telling his coworkers that he had worked in Volvo's head office in Sweden for 20 years and that he spoke fluent Swedish.
From the age of 15, according to this picture.
In reality,
years?
He spoke gibberish. So I don't even know what Swedish sounds like. I feel like I would be just naming IKEA things. In Swedish. Florkenborg.
Floorboard.
Ugenstager. I got it. So in August 2019, he was found guilty of tax fraud from his old company and received a 2-year suspended sentence and rehabilitation. Because remember, he did have a gambling problem. So they were like, okay, we'll rehabilitate you.
His mental illness is a liar. Like, this is not, this is giving mental illness
a bad
That's
a mental
news.
Illness, though, when you be lying a lot.
Dude, listen, I'm usually the person, I'm like, give me jury duty. I will be very lenient on pretty much anybody. Mm-hmm. But this dude, I'm like, put him under the jail. The Caribbean jail.
The Caribbean jail. Okay, wagwan, prison. So during his community service at a charity shop, he befriended a manager and convinced her to buy a 9,000-pound new car through him. Damn, he's still scamming.
Still scamming.
You're literally supposed to be doing charity, sir. So on January 14th, 2020, Jody was arrested by Gwent police at his home in Worcestershire. By the spring of 2020,
love
he was out on bail under investigation for cruise fraud and on a suspended sentence for the tax scam. So everybody's trying to put him
everybody's
in prison.
Everybody's coming for him. Finally.
Okay, they jump at him. They said, come outside, Jody. We're not going to jump you.
There are people who get arrested for like stealing a $20, like a $2 candy bar. This
right.
is insane. He's still walking around. Okay.
So he's still in the streets. And still, like, why would you try to do fraud at the literal place that you are doing community service for fraud that you already did? He can't stop. Won't stop.
You know, he just, he's the Puffy of fraud.
He's the Puffy of fraud. So in late,
but not Puffy. Do not kill us.
Not Puffy.
No.
We love you, Puffy.
We love Puffy.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're just saying you can't stop, won't stop. Okay? So we're wrapping this up. In the late 2020s, Jody's now 43, and he began introducing himself as John Oliver, a 37-year-old British Airways pilot. So he can't stop. He then met Liam Britton, a 27-year-old barber on Grindr. So now he on Grindr. We had up to date. So he showered Liam in expensive gifts before proposing on Valentine's Day. He spent his time earning Liam's family trust and showering them with gifts as well, and wearing his British Airways uniform. He's just showing, look at his uniform.
Every time he shows up at the house, he's wearing a British Airways
uniform.
He's like, oh, just got off a long flight.
Oh, you know.
Exhausted.
Exhausted. Had one of those turnarounders. Lots of turbulence. It was quite bumpy.
What was it like flying to South Africa? Oh, just a lot of left turns.
Yeah, so many left turns. And also I don't even know the name. The dispatch.
I mean, you've already thought of it harder than he did. Right. He was making up shit. He's like,
the landing was so tough today. The lands
really tough. Like the wheels hit the ground. Like, yes. It was crazy.
Yes, crazy. Like. Yes.
I like it when you know more than the scammer about whatever the scammer's trying to do.
I want him to be that vague.
Yeah.
Like, so many flight attendees.
Lot of clouds today.
Lot of clouds today. Really cloudy. And a little cold, a little windy. Oh my God, I love it. Oh, yes. So, however, Jody sold Liam's elderly relative a fake 7,000 pound 8.5K USD, VIP ticket to the 2021 British Grand Prix, and later convinced them that he was scammed. So he was like, you know, I'm a pilot, and sometimes we give people wings in the cockpit. And this man came up and he said he could get tickets to the Grand Prix. And then he scammed us all. I was scammed too. I'm also a victim and I'm a pilot.
Shame all the scammers out here nowadays.
I gotta go. They're doing last call at the airport.
I mean, I have a question. Why didn't he say he was the co-pilot? Like, half the time, I feel like the co-pilot doesn't do anything.
Right,
like, he's just there in case the pilot
dies or something.
So he could have really gotten away with just saying, I'm the co-pilot, and he wouldn't have to answer these questions. But, you know, he doesn't think like the rest of us.
He doesn't.
So.
I don't think he thinks at all. So...
I don't know,
meanwhile,
man.
He continued living his luxury life with Liam in London.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, one of Jody's companies was dissolved to repay creditors.
Coinspinner?
No, I hope it's not Coinspinner. That's my favorite company.
Come back, see us.
By then, some of Jody's friends were getting suspicious. And in March of 2022, they invited him to dinner, where they confronted him and called the police.
Ooh, that's a whack intervention right there,
that's
boy.
That's a whack-ass intervention, bro. Like, well, the intervention's supposed to end with you going to rehab. Not police coming to scoop your ass up.
That's fucked up.
Yo, your friends are the ops.
They finally figured out a way to make this guy sympathetic.
Also, like, this is upsetting to me because I have to sit around and watch y'all read y'all letters about how I've hurt you. And then you go put me in cuffs afterwards. I have to stay for a show. And then you calling the police? Why don't you just call the police?
Just arrest me.
Just arrest me, dog. Damn. And we're like... Jody, Don, if that's your real name, your addiction has caused a rift in our friendship so deep, like the oceans in the sea. Like, and I'm like, just call the police. Someone calls 911. What is it in the UK? It's not 911. 311, 411.
I am not well traveled.
615.
I don't know. I barely have one of those things that allows you to plug in your, into
the outlet.
Yeah,
if you have that, you're traveling enough. So wrapping this up, I wish I knew. I think it's 311. Oh, and Judith is
112.
Judith just told us it was 112. Peaches and cream. The police, we coming to the scene.
112, where old Bill dwells.
Yes.
Shout out to old Bill.
Shout out to 112. Okay. 112, do something with that. Get the band back together. So
fun fact, I went to high school with Slim from 112.
Really?
I sure did.
You know everybody.
Marvin Scandrick. Shout out to Marvin Scandrick.
Yes, we love you. That makes me Marvin Scamdrick. I'm so sorry.
Marvin Scam. Yeah.
So, wrapping this up. When confronted, like I said, Jody
so
said.
So, he got away again.
He says, my evil twin brother. I don't even know him.
He's using, like, rejected General Hospital plot lines. He's like, my evil twin did this. Not
my
me.
My evil twin did this. And he's in a coma right now. So, you can't talk to him.
Man, a black Britone could not have gotten away with this for this long.
Hell no.
Y'all just letting this dude cook. This is insane.
This is insane. He's just saying anything. Mm. I feel like they was trying to arrest him. He was like, but I don't want to be arrested. And they're like, okay, we won't arrest you then if you don't want to be arrested. I understand. So
understandable.
We're leaving. So,
see you next day, mate.
Right. He left with Liam the following morning to rent a camper in a coastal town.
So Liam forgave him too.
Yeah. Liam is bae. Damn. So Liam finally got suspicious. I guess Liam wasn't there.
Liam wasn't part of that.
It was the friends
okay.
who did the arrest intervention.
Yeah. Yes. Liam was probably like, I don't know why they don't like my boyfriend.
Right. I don't know why they don't like my boyfriend. So Liam is finally getting suspicious. And Jody responded by showing him a fake bank statement showing balances of £1 million, a scan of his passport reading Jonathan Flynn Oliver, and texts from his twin brother.
So that means he did a little account.
He texted himself. From a burner. Like, it's me, your evil twin brother. I did another scam today. I love scamming so much because I'm evil.
And you're innocent, completely innocent. Why are you so innocent? It makes me hate you and ruin your good name. Plus, Liam's really cute. Bye.
Right. Well, you did so many good things today, John. I wish I could do good things, but I'm evil. Like, what are these texts?
That's insane.
That's insane. So he also began to pretend that he had cancer in his leg and spine. I've never heard of just the leg, but okay.
You know, I got me leg cancer.
Just one leg. I've never heard of that, but okay.
Oh, man.
The couple moved back to Liam's hometown so his relatives could nurse him. In August of 2022, Jody left the house and never came back. While Liam called hospitals trying to find him, Jody walked to the police station where he was taken to court in Cardiff and then to prison. Jody did exactly what
she
said.
So did Jody turn himself in?
When you said the check fraud, what did they say? Have you seen this person or is it you?
It is me. I think he walked into a post office and was like, have you seen this person? Are you this person? And he just turned himself in.
He was like, yeah, I am this person. So in May of 2023, Jody pleaded guilty to 17 charges of fraud and theft, carried out his time as a car salesman. He was doing all that while he was a car salesman. And further charges relating to his father-in-law, because remember, the father-in-law was sending hundreds of thousands of dollars for him to fight the bank.
Exactly.
I feel like Jody went up to the Bank
of
America.
Kind of wanted to like call his like
send a video of him punching the door. He's like, I'm fighting them. We go in.
Fight's not going the way I anticipated. I might need a few more quid.
This is
really sad. I mean, like, but I'm glad that he's locked up.
I wonder why he just got up one day and was like, I'm going to turn myself in. Because Liam and his family didn't know. They were still like nursing his fake leg cancer. Why did you wake up one day and you're like, time to go to prison.
I think, honestly, after all that, I mean, like, this guy's been scamming for...
He did what your
years?
Son did. Maybe he didn't want to talk to anybody anymore.
He just wants some money.
He said the family was going
to
nurse.
My kid is not going to prison. That is not the takeaway.
He's not. I'm just saying when he had the idea, maybe Kevin or maybe Liam had it.
Well, my son is six.
Not
so
Liam,
he
but
didn't
Jody.
Really know what prison was. I think this guy did.
Right. Maybe he just wanted some alone time.
How do you pronounce that, by the way? It looks like he got arrested by the...
Police.
Sounds fake.
Sounds
fake. I don't know if this man is in prison.
Right. We'll show this picture.
How do we know he turned himself in?
Right. Because also, like, this photo is giving, like, Instagram. It's giving, like, a photo booth at a party, like a brand-sponsored party. Because why you got the police... logo
all stylized
like it's like I had to turn my head to read it and it's like a Crown Royal bottle on top.
I don't think this man's in prison. I think we almost got scammed when we heard, and then one day he just decided, you know what, I've been bad, and he turned himself in to the Hedlu Gwent police, whose initials in between Hedlu Gwent are some reason ER. I don't buy any of
this. Yeah.
This man is still on the loose.
This logo is too good for police. Like, y'all are police. Why y'all gotta have a cute logo like this? I don't understand. He in Instagram prison. So he'll be in prison until 2026 and has also been ordered to compensate the victims that he scammed. The court seized all his assets to begin doing so, which amounted in £350, around $432.
How much?
351 pounds. Ugh. I'll add the specificity.
$452.
No, it's $432 in the U.S. The U.S. is down so bad. But this is the end of this scam. And my takeaway from this is he was a serial entrepreneur.
Yes.
That's what we call our scammers all around town. I find it very bizarre that he went to prison. Like, he just took himself, dropped himself off at prison.
I find it not believable.
Yeah, like he had some.
Let's
there's
just make
a reason.
Sure. Check the cell.
He had a lot of gambling debt. Maybe if he went to prison, he could be safer.
I admit, I don't know. Who pays back, like, his father-in-law the $105,000? Like, does that money
they
come from the state?
Say, no, they say that you owe it in restitution. But obviously, if you don't make that much money right. legally, then it's going to be difficult to get all your money back. So basically, you're not going to get your money back. But Damn. They will garnish wages from the person who stole. But then the father-in-law going to be getting like $15 a month.
I know.
15 pounds a month.
You know what? I think the moral of the story is don't make six-figure deals inside of pubs.
Yeah, because like, how many pints did you have before you were like, oh yeah, mate, it sounds real good. We'll get a discount cruise from you for $9,000. You got Venmo. Mm. You got Cash App. I'll send it to you right now. Oh, I guess it wouldn't be that. It would be more slurry. Like, you got Venmo. You got a Cash App. I'll send it to you right now, mate. What'd you say, the Grand Prix? Slot machines, too?
Of course he's reputable. Look at his suit.
He was selling everything.
Cars,
slot machines, Grand Prix, cruise ships.
Visit the grave of Margaret Thatcher, everything.
Margaret
everything was
Thatcher.
On the table.
Funeral, Paul Barron. I love him. Thank you so much, Yala, for coming on the show.
No, thank you. Thank you for warning me that there are people out there apparently lying to one another.
Yes, there are. And they're lying hard.
They're lying hard.
This is Olympic level lying.
Yes.
Like, we need a competition because he would be up there.
He probably should have been a writer. He could have just made it. You could have made
Damn,
a fortune
yeah.
just writing all this stuff down.
Well, I don't know. His writing's kind of hack. When he said he had an evil twin brother, that's given Tubi.
You're right. I take it back.
That's given Tubi.
That's 1966 soap opera. So yeah, you're right. He ran out of ideas.
Yeah, maybe he took some classes. But we always ask, where would you like to be found on the show? And anything you want to plug? Obviously, one song. Where can we find
yeah,
that?
Yeah, man. You know, me and Luxury, that's my co-host on the podcast. We are talking about all of the songs, everything from, you know, Prince, Let's Go Crazy, to we did an episode about Beyonce, Break My Soul.
Yes.
We did an episode just recently. We sort of broke format and did a whole two-part episode, actually, about Janet Jackson's Control. And we had the Jimmy Jam on there to discuss
yes.
it with us. So many stories. That man was there for everything. He was fired by Prince. You know, him and Terry Lewis left for dead. And then all of a sudden, here comes Janet Jackson and they build an icon. So I feel like, you know, if you have any interest in the music or in just some really fun facts, you will come there, you will laugh, and you'll have a great time.
Yes. That's, oh my God, Prince is one of my favorites. I like painted my apartment to look like the I Will Die For You album cover.
We actually, here's one of the ways we have fun on the show. We'll talk about an album every now and then and say like, okay, here's an album like Purple Rain. Everybody loves every song
yeah,
of Purple Rain, but one song's got to go. What is the song
oh, no.
that you're taking off of Purple Rain? And it's funny because it's a really hard question. That and Nas's Illmatic. Like, there are some albums you're like, oh, man, this is really painful. But then when you push people all the way up to the edge and, like, ask them what song really has to go, you find out a lot about the person.
I love that. And you have so many stories and so many, like, lore. You know all the lore. When you mentioned Prince, it made me think about Prince and Rick James were beefing.
Yes.
it's a crazy funny beef that
no,
they had
it was crazy.
When they were on tour.
Yeah. And Rick James stole the keyboard patch,
yep.
which he used on Super Freak. So it's crazy to think of these people who
was
are
a
icons.
Funny-ass beef.
Like, they could have just been happy and wealthy and performing for thousands of people, but in the background, they're like beefing and being super petty.
Super duper petty.
Yeah.
So that sounds so funny. And you're so funny and interesting. And I can't wait to watch or listen to some of these because I haven't listened yet, so I'm excited.
I appreciate it. I always say, like, I am not, my brain, it's hard for me to write certain characters because I don't have a criminal brain. But I learn a lot on this show, too. because I'm like, oh man, that's what people are doing. Okay, now I'm learning something. So
yeah, now you're gonna be a little more cynical, but like a fun cynical.
fun cynical. Fun at party cynical.
Yes. So one song, y'all, check it out. And Diallo, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
As always, you can follow us and see all of these photos. Y'all gonna want to see these photos. This is a mess. Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram, and if you want to see my shenanigans where I'm dressed up like the general, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on Instagram. And also follow me on TikTok. I'm posting TikToks now, y'all. And I'm just Lacey Mosley on TikTok. All right, y'all. That is the show. Congregation, stay being the captain. The car salesman.
If I may, congregation, be the co-pilot.
Yes!
That's it.
Be the co-pilot. This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brandt. Stay scamming.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.